Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
It's time now for the Monday morning wake-up call. Spring means warmer weather, melting snow, and potholes. In today's Monday morning wake-up call, we welcome in a guest who will help us avoid vehicle damage while navigating our bumpy roads. He is Brett Cooper, Service Director for Smart Motors in Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how bad is our pothole season so far, as you can tell, based on vehicle damage?
Well, you know, I just look around when I drive up and down the roads when I go to work, and I see some pretty nasty potholes out there, and I think those are probably going to affect all of our cars a little bit as we get into spring and some of these roads get repaired. But in the meantime, we have to watch out for that stuff.
Yeah, so
a little bit conscious of that.
I have been trying to avoid potholes, a number of them already this spring. And I think I'm doing it wrong. I'll try to just turn around it. But I have really braked to slow down if I know I'm going to hit one. And you say I shouldn't do that.
You really shouldn't. You want to do the least amount of impact on your steering and suspension system. And if you're braking when you're going over those potholes, it's going to add a little bit more nastiness to the suspension stuff that it's going through. So just really try and be aware of where they're at. You know, maybe give yourself a little bit of leeway between you and the car in front of you. I'm not saying that you swerve, but be conscientious of them coming. They're there. They're not going to go away for a little while. So be aware of what's there and try and avoid them as much as possible.
So what kind of damage can the potholes do to vehicles?
Well, it's really over a period of time. I suppose if it's a big enough pothole, you could have something immediate to happen to your tire. That's probably the very first thing, where if you hit a big enough one, sharp enough, it'll actually probably have your tires separate the tread on it, and probably you'll have a bulge in your tire. That's something you want to take care of and have a look at right away. If you went through a big one, and as soon as you can possible, when you can pull over and stop somewhere where it's safe, and just take a look at the tire that went over the hole and see if you see anything obvious with it. If you don't, maybe have somebody, a professional, take a look at your steering and suspension and that area of the vehicle that you just hit real hard, and see if there's anything that a professional sees that might need some attention.
So besides seeing a bulge in our tire, perhaps, what other indications might there be that we have suffered some pothole damage?
Well, there could be some noise from that corner of the vehicle, clunking or banging noise. Maybe if it got severe enough, maybe you've knocked your wheel alignment off and you'll notice that the vehicle maybe pulls a little bit to the left or the right. Or another good indication is your steering wheel, the spoke is not centered where it normally would be. Maybe it's a little bit off to the left or a little bit off to the right. That's a very obvious sign that you've knocked the vehicle out of alignment and need something to be done.
Yeah. Teresa writes on Facebook that potholes broke my front axles last winter. That was fun. Can't be that bad.
Well, that must have been a big one, because it would take a lot to break an axle, but anything is possible, I guess, nowadays. We had a really harsh winter, and our vehicles went through a lot just getting through this winter, and the leftover remnants of the winter are the potholes that everybody's going to be going through or traveling around now for a little bit until the road crews get out there and fix them.
Yeah. David writes on Facebook, this winter has done a number on the Green Bay area streets, not just potholes, but massive dips and buckles and sinking railroad crossings, etc. So it's not just a pothole that you need to be aware of.
No, we had a lot of that around our area, too. We had a lot of buckling of roads where, you know, water got underneath the roadways and froze and heaved them up a little bit. And there was a lot of areas that were really washboardy, and that's really hard on your suspension, too, on your vehicle.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on one road. It was like, holy cow. It was like, yeah, my whole vehicle was shaking. So that's going to shake a few things loose. So how do we minimize pothole damage to our vehicles?
I don't think there's any real great way. You know, just be aware of where they're at. You know, if it's a regular roadway that you travel all the time, you're probably aware of where most of those are at right now, and just try and avoid them as much as possible. I think the other thing to do is, you know, we all are going to go through some of that stuff no matter what we try and do, and maybe just have somebody take a look at your vehicle and do a visual inspection on it, you know, the next time you need service on it, and just make sure everything looks okay. If at all possible, just a good visual inspection of everything can be a peace of mind kind of thing, that you don't have any issues.
Yeah, and there's nothing that we can do in advance. I mean, should we get an alignment now, or wait until we've suffered through pothole season?
I think you probably want to do something in the relatively near future. If you have an alignment that's off, don't prematurely wear your tires out just because of that. People can do an alignment check on the vehicle and just see if there is an issue. Maybe there isn't. If nothing is wrong with it, that's fine. You don't have to address anything. If there is, it could be a very minor adjustment to the tow in of the vehicle or something like that, that will still wear tires, but you might not even notice it while driving the vehicle. So just an alignment check being done on it was a peace of mind thing.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Brett Cooper is the service director for Smart Motors in Madison, issuing today's Monday morning wake-up call to be aware of the damage that potholes can do to our vehicles. Thanks very much to Christy Taylor, to Bill Martins, to Cynthia Schuster, and to Robin Cherry. They are producing and directing this program. And thanks to John Munson, who filled in for me last week while I was on vacation. And thank you for joining us. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. Our State Capitol Report is coming up next. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.